Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
A judge has just granted Hunter Biden's request to delay his financial fraud crimes trial to September. Interesting. Interesting timing there, huh? Trial in September with his dad running for president and the general election in the fall? I don't know. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Trying to read into that. What that means, what my spidey, fugazi political sense tells me. Hunter Biden requested the judge to delay his financial fraud crimes trial to September. His dad is going to be running for president, theoretically, in September. Things heat up. Everybody's back from summer vacation. Election season starts earlier. We'll already have had one debate. We'll have another debate on the horizon, maybe another one after that. And early voting will begin October-ish. And what happens if something comes out during this trial about the big guy? That's a big October surprise right there, is it not? Just saying. I mean, last time around, they tried to cover that up. Well, they did successfully cover it up with the Hunter Biden laptop by telling everybody it was Russian disinformation. And, of course, the corporate media and the unholy triad of government, corporate media, and big tech blocked anyone from sharing a story about the Hunter Biden laptop that was written by Miranda Devine in the New York Post. The FBI knew the laptop was real. The FBI had it in its possession. The FBI knew it wasn't Russian disinformation, but they let everybody think it was. We now know the CIA was behind it in terms of the creation of that narrative. And none of the stuff about the big guy came out. But they can't do that now because now everybody knows the laptop's real because Hunter Biden is such an idiot. He actually sued John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of a Delaware computer repair store. So what happens if in the course of the trial, something about the big guy comes out? I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to risk that. We all know Biden's dirty. And you know, and the Democrats know he's dirty, too. I mean, everybody knows this. They all know Biden's dirty. And they, so do they want, are they going to play? That's a big game of craps right there to play. You know what I mean? That's a big spinning roulette wheel right as you're getting into general election season to start that trial. Because I'm telling you, guys like Hunter Biden, they don't want to go to prison. You know, it's when it's like what the Joker says in The Dark Knight. He goes, I know guys like him. They squeal. I know squealers, and he's a squealer. Hunter Biden's a squealer. I mean, let's think about it. Joe Biden, Ukraine, classified documents, bribing Ukraine with our taxpayer dollars to fire the prosecutor looking into Burisma, Viktor Shokin, all the text messages back and forth with Hunter Biden and Z, whatever his name was. You know, my dad's right here. All that stuff. What if, really, I mean, what if something comes out in that trial that they just can't spin their way out of this time? And Donald Trump is the nominee, and he's going into the general election beating Joe Biden. Hunter goes into trial for his financial crimes, which directly implicate other members of the Biden family. Do you really think he's going to be the candidate in the general election? I'm honest. If you're a betting man, do you not see how this is all playing out here? The way that Joe Biden can get out of this race by August, by the convention, to spare his son a trial and do it in a way that preserves Biden's dignity. Not that I think the guy has any. I think he's a liar, and I think he's a corrupt and is a SOB. One of the most corrupt people probably to ever be in the White House, to be honest with you, and ever in Congress, too. Nasty guy. But he fooled a lot of people in 2020. Like, he fooled this natural gas worker. This guy was quoted in this Wall Street Journal article who said he voted for Biden in 2020. Pennsylvania guy. He said he'll never do that again. He said he didn't like Trump. He voted for Trump in 2016, but he didn't like Trump's personality, and he voted for Biden in 2020. He said he'll never do that again. He said he'll never vote Democrat ever again because these people are trying to take my jobs. So guys like him were fooled into thinking, well, Biden's a nice guy, you know, hide in the basement, whatever. He won't make that mistake again this time. But now think about it. You're going into the general election, son, federal financial crimes that implicate his father. It's general election time. Everybody's focused on this election. None of the court cases stopped Trump. Trump is the nominee. He's going to be on the ballot. He's going to be in the general election. And he's beating Biden in every single swing state that matters. Are you really going to roll the dice that nothing's going to come out in that trial? It's going to be the final nail in Joe Biden's coffin? And let me ask you this. Are you going to roll that dice considering that Joe Biden's already lost it? I mean, he's lost it. Like, this speech and all the corrections they had to make at the NAACP convention, all the changes they had to make to the transcript, because Biden can't give a speech anymore. He can't even read from a teleprompter. He used to be able to do that. He could just read from a teleprompter. He can't even do that anymore without making all kinds of mistakes. And so you're going into the, let me just think about this. Now, you're going to a general election with a guy who, as Bill Maher said, comes across like a corpse. His son is going to be starting his federal trial on financial crimes that implicate other Biden family members and potentially the president of the United States himself. You're already going into the general election at a deficit in polling. You're hemorrhaging black support. You've lost Hispanic support. And the president's lost his freaking mind, and it's May, and we don't know how much worse he gets by September. The Democrat National Convention is in August. Come on. Come on. Like, stop. We're not really going to do this, are we? We're not really going to sit here and pretend like this guy's going to be the nominee. I mean, if Biden was a spry, I don't know, 60-year-old who had his wits about him, maybe. But considering the guy can't talk, he falls upstairs, and he's incapable of reading anything anymore. He's going to go on the stage and debate Donald Trump. And then if during the course of the trial, Hunter Biden decides he's going to flip on the father to avoid prison, and then what do they do? What do they do then? I mean, I just out of curiosity. What happens? You think these people are going to risk Donald Trump getting back in the White House? With all these factors going into this. And remember, Trump's off the hook. You know, even if Even if he's found guilty in New York, and I don't think he's going to be, but even if he's found guilty in New York, it'll be on appeal. No one's going to care. It's not going to stop him. Georgia case is dead. The federal, the classified documents case is dead. The January 6th case, that's not going to be heard before he before the general election. So there's no other way to stop Trump at this point. So are you going to, you're going to take that kind of a chance with a guy, the one guy who's going to go in there and actually dismantle the deep state? You're gonna take that risk? Okay. Sounds to me like a very, very bold, audacious risk. And I don't think the timing of Hunter Biden delaying his trial is coincidental, because if they just did it now and got it over with, wouldn't that be better for Joe? Wouldn't that just be better? Just get it over with and, you know, whatever comes out, comes out. Unless you buy time. Because if you are going to swap out Joe Biden, you don't want to do it to the last possible minute. You realize the only way you can effectively do this, right? And there's a real process to this. There's a process by which the Democrat National Committee and their bylaws deal with delegates at the Democrat National Convention. There's a legitimate process for this. So if you are going to do something like this, you have to wait, and it makes political sense to wait to the last possible minute. The convention is your last possible minute, but typically conventions are early. The DNC is very late. I can't remember the last time. I don't know, maybe it was 4 years ago, I guess, but this seems very late to me. And the Democrat National Convention in Chicago starts on Monday, August 19th. So Labor Day is September 2nd. So the convention is 2 weeks before Labor Day. And then they always say this. They always say the start of the political season is Monday or Tuesday, September 3rd, the Tuesday after Labor Day. It's really when the political season begins, because everybody gets back from vacation, the kids go back to school, people start paying attention again, and then they start dialing in. So in all my years in being in politics, that's how we always looked at it. You know, summer was used as the time you campaign and the candidate would go to all the things, you know, walk the boardwalk and do all the things, and you send out your mail, but you still stay in the game. But come September, it was, and you had to be ready. You know, you had to be ready. Your media buys, you had to raise your money before that, so you had the money for the media buys, you did your media schedule, you had all that stuff ready for September, October, because you really have 2 months when everybody's paying attention to flood their mailboxes and flood the airwaves with commercials and everything else. So you use the summertime for the candidate to, well, first of all, get some rest, get some relaxation, go on vacation, and do meet and greets and all the other stuff, but mostly raise money. And then as everybody comes back to work and kids go back to school and pays attention, well, then general election time, baby. So we're going to nominate Joe Biden in August, the end of August. And when everybody gets back from vacation and starts paying attention to the presidential election, Hunter Biden's going to go on trial. Joe Biden's going to debate Donald Trump. And Joe Biden's going to be in what mental state by September of 2024? Okay. Sure. Yeah, right. What could possibly go wrong? And I don't think for a second any of the people who stand to lose lots and lots of money, like the defense industrial complex with all the Ukraine money, or maybe like, I don't know, the FBI, the DOJ, all these people, I don't think any of them would want to, would worry about Trump getting in there, right? Huh? Right? Why would they be worried about that? My point about the convention, though, which is true, it's so late, he may not even be able to be eligible to be on the final ballots in Ohio or Alabama. That's true. The convention is so late that if you are going to make a change, what an opportunity to do it, right? Because now you make the change, it's the end of August, you introduce the new Democrat candidate in September, it's a fresh face, everybody has to scramble to do the opposition research, candidate hasn't been fully defined yet. Now you have to shift your entire general election strategy. Trump does. You've got to shift his entire general election strategy. All the commercials you made, all the mail pieces, everything. It's all got to change. And everything changes. All the down ballot candidates, too. Any down ballot candidate running who was going to go after Biden, linking their opponent to Joe Biden, that strategy goes out the window now. And the Republicans all have to scramble to figure out what the hell they're going to do. I mean, if you're going to make a change, you want to wait as late as possible. There's precedent for this, don't forget. And if you're in New Jersey, or just you have put a good political memory, because this was a national story, you remember what I'm talking about. The year was 2004, when Robert Torricelli, the United States Senator for New Jersey, held a press conference in Trenton in Governor McGreevy's office and said, "When do we become such an unforgiving people?" And that was when the torch decided that he was going to drop out of the race. They dug up Frank Lautenberg, and they ran Frank Lautenberg for U.S. Senate, and he won and beat Doug Forrester, who was beating Robert Torricelli. And it was after the deadline had passed to make a change, and after ballots had already been printed and mailed out, and the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled in a unanimous ruling that it was in the best interest of the people to have a Democrat candidate on the ballot, so they were going to allow it to happen, even though it was in violation of state law. And the third party groups filed amicus briefs, actually, with the Republican Party, and they all said the same thing. We do have other options. We've got the Socialist Party, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party. There are other options for the voters of New Jersey. You don't need to have a Democrat on there. But the Supreme Court, in their wisdom, said the law be damned. We're going to let this swap happen. And the Democrats kept the seat. They will do whatever they got to do to remain in power, whatever they have to do. But let's say you're going to play this out. Let's say you're going to do this. You don't want the person you're going to replace Biden with to get in there now. You get in the muck now. You want to keep that person as clean as you possibly can. You don't want to risk also a Democrat primary. You don't want to risk a primary fight. You know, if word gets out to the Bernie Sanders people that Biden's going to drop out or anything like that, well, then Bernie might jump in. You just don't know. You don't know what could happen. You don't want to risk it. You need to control this process as much as possible. And you need to do this at the convention where the people in charge can control the process when delegates have already been chosen and those delegates can be given to another candidate. And you want to do this before anybody else has the ability to corrupt the process that they are trying to corrupt. So August is your perfect opportunity to do this. And Joe Biden can do it by pardoning his son and sparing him having to go through a trial in September because his son's a drug addict. And he just can't imagine as a dad, you know, his son having to start using again and the pressure of that. And he can give a big speech at the convention about why he's not running for a second term. Turn down the nomination. And then they'll pretend like they're scrambling to figure out who they're going to nominate, even though they've already decided who that person is. And they roll that person out on Thursday night, the final night. Think of how America will be tuned into that, too. Think of that. Think of the show. Think of that show. The final Thursday night of the Democrat National Convention, which will be, and we'll be there, DeSantis. It'll be Thursday, August 29th. No, I'm sorry, Thursday, August 22nd. How many people will tune in to see who the Democrat nominee is going to be if they do, in fact, swap out Joe Biden? Everybody. Everybody. That's must-see TV right there. You talk about an audition right there before the American people. Now you don't. Now you can't attack the incumbent. You can't go after the record because this person is not Biden anymore. Wow. I don't know. This judge is changing the date of Hunter Biden's trial to September. My Fugazi sense is up here. My Spidey sense is up. I've been around too long. I've seen too many things. Too many things that have made me very, very cynical. Like nothing happens by accident. Robert Torricelli, I remember this too. He was caught on video. There was this guy who was he was cooperating with the feds. And so he was talking to the FBI and he wore a wire to get Senator Robert Torricelli. So Torricelli meets this guy in a 7-Eleven in, like, I don't know, Paterson, New Jersey, or one of those, you know, northern New Jersey towns. And he's on video, the senator chasing the guy around 7-Eleven and trying to beat him up. And I remember this. It was yesterday. And he was so corrupt, but corruption doesn't matter. I mean, like, if you can still win, they don't care. But he was losing. Doug Forrester, who was at the time, he had been the mayor of a little town outside of Princeton, and he was a financial guy, at a company at the time called Benicard. He was a very wealthy guy. In full disclosure, I would go to work for him on his gubernatorial race in 2005. But and Doug's a great guy, and I knew him very, very well, and he was winning. Yeah, he was winning in that election. I wasn't involved in the 2004 campaign, but I was a county chairman at the time, so I paid attention to it, obviously. And I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday when they swapped him out. And I remember the battle. I remember the court fight. I remember the whole thing. Everybody does. Everybody remembers it like it was yesterday. Was it 2002 or 2004? I don't remember. Either way, I got a cold. So, you know, if I'm off on the election year. Can you Google that for me, DeSantis? Was it 2002 or 4 that they swapped out the torch, Robert Torricelli? Do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'll look it up, though.
Yeah, just Google it for me. So I always make sure I'm accurate about that. But anyway, but when they did that, and it was such an outrage, and the New Jersey Republican Party sued, the National Republican Party filed an amicus brief, all the third party groups, like I mentioned, filed an amicus brief, but they just were unwilling to allow that seat to go to a Republican. They just couldn't do it, you know? It was the first time a Republican had a legitimate chance of winning the U.S. Senate seat in the state of New Jersey since the 1970s. Forrester was up by, I think, 5 points because Torricelli's corruption had just become, it was just so, like, you couldn't avoid it. You know what I mean? It was just an unavoidable thing. Did you find it, DeSantis?
Yeah, it looks like it's 2002.
2002, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, he dropped out in September.
After the deadline. So yeah, if you're going to make a change, you do it at the Democrat National Convention. That Thursday night, August 22nd, the DNC in Chicago, America, meet the new Democrat candidate for president of the United States of America. Hi, America. Nice to meet you. We haven't met yet. I have no record to run on. So let's talk. All right, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Of course, it's all speculation, and probably just a wild coincidence that Hunter Biden's trial for financial tax crimes that could implicate his father in the general election, the ultimate October surprise, destroying his chances of re-election, have been moved to September. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, because that happens all the time. Coincidences like that happen every day. Every day. Listen, Garden State Earthworks is going to help you if you have any water problems in your backyard. The truth of the matter is, I've used these guys twice, and I know for a fact they are the best because Lou Vargo has become a great friend of mine over the years. And when you get the kind of results that your water problems are solved for good, you're a happy person because water causes major damage to your home and your property. Hardscaping, landscaping, it destroys your basements, your pool liner. It causes mosquitoes to breed, all kinds of problems. And water problems never get better on their own. You need the pros. You need Garden State Earthworks to get in there for you and solve the water problems by draining the water away, just like they did for me twice, two separate times, two separate houses. First house was 10 years ago or so, and the basement was wet, and Garden State Earthworks drained the water away. We never had another drop of water in that basement ever again. Then we moved into this house, the house we're in now. Our backyard was like a swamp. I called my buddy Lou Vargo. They came over, drained the water away. Now the backyard is dry. As soon as it stops raining, it's great. It's a beautiful thing. Reach out to them today. They're extremely busy this time of year. We got more rain in the forecast for this weekend. And the water problems, like I said, they never get better on their own. They only get worse. 856-848-4444. They are extremely busy this time of year. But if you call them and tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. So easy to remember. Or GardenStateEarthworks.com. Please, don't think a landscape company can solve this problem for you. You need the experts. You need the guys I've used in two different homes, and they solve the problem each time for me the right way, guaranteed. 856-848-4444, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Now, there's a couple factors here to think about, first of all. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Couple factors to think about. The Democrat National Convention is so late, Biden would probably not be on the ballot in Ohio. He's not going to win Ohio anyway, so maybe he's not losing sleep over this. I don't know. But this is what the Ohio Secretary of State said. I've said from here to Colorado that it's in the best interest of voters to have a choice in the race for president. I'm also duty-bound to follow the law as Ohio's chief elections officer. As it stands today, the Democrat Party's presidential nominee will not be on the Ohio ballot. That is not my choice. It's due to a conflict in the law created by the party, and the party has so far offered no legally acceptable remedy. The Ohio House Speaker said today, there won't be a legislative solution. So I've sent a letter to Ohio Dems seeking again a solution that upholds the law and respects the voters. I trust they'll act quickly. Now, look, I mean, again, I don't see Joe Biden having a chance in hell of winning Ohio or Alabama, two states that he may not get on the ballot in anyway, so maybe they don't care. But I just thought that was an interesting tidbit right there, since the Democrat National Convention is so late this year in August. And the timing of it, you gotta also think about that, too. I mean, I know these conventions get planned a long time out, but that it's so late that I don't know. I mean, it's just... It's really late. You know, it's after state filing deadlines. Why would you plan it that way? Like, why would you plan a convention after state filing deadlines? Doesn't make any sense. Why'd you do it that way? Anyway, all right. So a couple other things to think about in terms of what the stakes are for them if Trump gets reelected. Let's think about two things. Number one is the Supreme Court. So here's a former Obama advisor. Went on the Pod Save America podcast, Dan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's a smart guy, very smart guy. Helped get Obama elected. He was part of the original crew back in 08 of Axelrod and David Plouffe, and he's a smart guy. Pfeiffer is co-host of that podcast. And this is, again, these are what the stakes are right now. This is what the stakes are for them, and this is what they're thinking about all the time. Certainly, if I were them, I'd be terrified about this because this is exactly what I was saying to you in 2016. If Hillary Clinton wins, she's going to appoint four Supreme Court justices. Who do you want appointing Supreme Court justices? I was begging Ted Cruz supporters back then. I know you weren't one of them because nobody was. Everybody was supporting Trump the whole time. Nobody ever, ever, ever supported anybody else in 2016. I know that. Anyway, cut two.
Think about the stakes of the Supreme Court. If Donald Trump wins, he will almost certainly get two more appointments. By the end of Trump's term, second term were he to win, Thomas will be 82, Alito will be 78.
That they're definitely retiring.
They're definitely retiring.
If Trump wins again.
And it could be just KBJ, like holding down the fort.
And Justice Sotomayor will be 72 at the end of Trump's term. So he will definitely get two appointments. If he has two appointments, that means he will have appointed five Supreme Court justices, all of whom will be around or below the age of 60 when he leaves office. That is a court majority, a MAGA court majority, that will rule for decades. We can win the next however many presidential elections, and absent something sort of extraordinary happening, Trump's fingerprints will be all over the Supreme Court. And so I think we should make this a big issue. And we know this works because in 2016, that vacant Justice Scalia seat that McConnell held open was one reason, and you've heard this on a lot of focus groups and post-election surveys, that Republicans who did not like Trump at the last minute were willing to hold their nose and vote for Trump because they cared about the Supreme Court. So I think we can do that in reverse.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing. So the stakes are very high here. The stakes are very high here. I'm just saying, very high. So the other stakes are all the people in the deep state who Trump wants to go in there and take his revenge tour on. And I hope he does. And I mean that sincerely. I hope it's a friggin' revenge tour against the deep state. See, the first time around, Trump was a little naive. He listened to all these party hacks. And he listened to people from the RNC. And he listened to people like Paul Ryan and all these other people. And he won't make that same mistake again. And this time around, Chris Christie won't be running the transition team. This time around, there's going to be hell to pay, and there needs to be hell to pay, because we have created in this country a police state, a weaponized Department of Justice, where the FBI and the DOJ are using their law enforcement powers for political purposes, which is exactly the definition of a police state. There needs to be a reckoning with these agencies. It's like there needs to be a reckoning with the health industrial complex, the science industrial complex, the defense industrial complex. All of these deep state agencies, it all goes. Like Captain America said, it all goes. It's all corrupted. But again, the stakes are very high here because these people know that means then if Trump really gets in and then he's able to implement the plan that the Heritage Foundation has laid out in detail, the blueprint for how you restore power to the president in the executive branch of government and away from unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. That is a seismic shift. That'll be the biggest change in our country, honestly, since FDR expanded the size of the presidency, expanded the size of the executive branch. It will have the most potential to save our country. And if it doesn't happen, if another Democrat gets in there and we keep going down this pathway of the executive branch running the show, and deep state hacks who they're so arrogant, they just go, you know what? Let's use our Gmail account so we don't have to have any FOIA requests and be held accountable for any of this stuff. We'll use our power as FBI and DOJ people to stop a private citizen from an American citizen from becoming president. We'll cover up the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, and to know that they won't get in trouble for any of this stuff. And then we'll pass regulations. We'll take away people's freedom. We'll make them criminals for holding things like but things that are perfectly legal on Wednesday. Well, now on Thursday they're now illegal. And we didn't pass a law. We just wrote a rule. We promulgated a rule. We run this country. We're the bureaucrats. You think these people are going to risk giving that up for a doddering old fool who can't even freaking read anymore, and his son's going to be on trial for federal tax crimes that might implicate him in the fall as you head into the general election? What? Here's a former FBI hack stooge, James Comey. Take a listen.
Think about a second Trump administration. What do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, serious, for the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time. So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. He's going to put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all-stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time, but people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American. This election matters. Because of a reason like that, people have to participate. You cannot sit on the sideline. I don't care how you feel about Joe Biden, you must vote for him because the consequences on the other side are too severe.
Think about us.
Got it? The consequences are too severe. I love how that guy has the audacity to say that Donald Trump's going to corrupt the FBI, the same FBI that worked to try to stop him from becoming president and then tried to destroy his presidency, and also gave Hillary Clinton a complete pass as now the FBI and the DOJ go after Donald Trump. I guess stop. But my point is, though, these people, there's a lot at stake here. There's a lot at stake with the bureaucracy and the deep state. And which is happening right now. I mean, the Fauci advisor's on the hot seat right now over deleted emails. And both parties, according to the Chiron here, I don't know if it's true or not, but both parties are putting him on the hot seat over these deleted emails. They deleted emails and they used their private Gmail server to keep information from coming to the American people about gain of function research. Like, come on! These people need to be held accountable. But the problem is, and this is the problem, I mean, this is really what we're talking about here. We have a government that is completely out of control. The IRS is another one, too. The IRS. Remember how they said the IRS was only going to go after billionaires who weren't paying their fair share? Remember that? Remember the IRS has been weaponized and has been going after people who are middle-class people now ever since they added all those new IRS agents. And now the IRS is asking for more money. Oh, yeah, the IRS is asking for more money. They need more money now because they don't have enough people to serve the people with all their tax requests and inquiries, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these people don't learn. They don't stop. You know what I mean? It just continues to go like this. 855-839-1210. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Here is, and by the way, Dr. Mike, you know, it's smile season. All those pictures in the summer, you want to make sure you get a nice smile for that, right? Here is another clip I want to play for you that I think kind of does well here in terms of pushing a little bit of what I've been saying here. If I can find it here, let's see here if I can find it. Yes, Joe Scarborough, this moron. So this guy goes on TV. Again, they're trying to use Russia collusion. And I'm playing this clip because it proves something. And here's the proof. They have nothing to run on against Donald Trump. Nothing. There's nothing they can do except play the old hits. Russia collusion. Trump's a dictator. He's Hitler, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a bad place to be for the Democrats in May. It's a bad place to be right before Memorial Day. When you are also worried about having major protests at the Democrat National Convention because you haven't locked down all the crazy kids yet. All the crazy kids. All the crazies. So here's Scarborough, cut 19.
Nice. You know, Tom, one of the more maddening things that you will see out there, people talking about the Russian hoax. They keep talking about the Russian hoax. The Russians never tried to influence our elections. It's all, you know, this, that, or the other. You actually have the chairman of the House GOP Armed Services Committee, Intel Committee, and Foreign Affairs Committee all saying that Russian disinformation is being spread on the House floor by Republican members. And here we have more reporting of what's never really stopped, and that is Vladimir Putin and Russia trying to help Donald Trump get elected again. Mm-hmm. I mean, hoax? There is no hoax. Mm-hmm. The propaganda is going not only on media sources now. Putin has now figured out a way to use House GOP members to spread Russia's lies.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And the New York Times article that Scarborough is referencing explicitly says the 2020 election was not implicated by foreign interference. Because Biden, you know, winning, obviously, would mean that foreign interference was, you know, not possible, right? I mean, obviously. No foreign interference there whatsoever. That article specifically says that. That's something. Specifically makes the point that says that it was not impacted by foreign interference. When does a newspaper go out of their way to make that point, huh? And the CIA blocked and instructed the assistant United States attorney for Delaware, Leslie Wolf, to block an IRS team's investigation into Hunter Biden from using his benefactor, Kevin Morris, as a witness. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley said in an affidavit before the House Ways and Means Committee released today. Shapley is a lead investigator for the IRS Criminal Division, was heading a probe into Biden in August of 2021 when Leslie Wolf informed him that she and the DOJ tax attorney Jack Morgan had been summoned to CIA headquarters in Langley. Wolf, Morgan, and the CIA discussed Hunter Biden's associate and benefactor Kevin Morris. Shapley and his team were considering using Morris as a witness for their case against Biden, but the U.S. attorney apparently shut the possibility down. Assistant U.S. Attorney Wolf stated that they were provided a classified briefing in relation to Mr. Morris, and as a result, we could no longer pursue him as a witness. Morris has been a generous donor to Biden, buying 11 of his paintings and loaning him at least $5 million. $5 million. Shapley asked Wolf to give him a classified briefing on the information that she learned that prompted her to eliminate Morris as a witness, but she failed to share any information with him. Although AUSA Wolf initially appeared to be receptive to facilitating a briefing for me on the information, she ignored multiple attempts by me to arrange the briefing. Wolf, upon her return from the meeting in Langley, appeared to flaunt agency-branded merchandise she acquired at the headquarters. Look at my CIA shot glass. Whoa. Look at this. I got a CIA tumbler. Oh, and you can't talk to Kevin Morris. What? Right. You can't. Why can't we? Because I just told you to. You were at the CIA. You got all this cool merch and we're not allowed to talk to Kevin Morris. Exactly. Why? Can't tell you. Okay. Want to do a shot? My cool CIA shot glass. What did you add here, DeSantis?
Just the quote from the Times article, if you wanted it. I thought it was funny.
China has a sophisticated influence operation and is increasingly confident in its ability to affect election results, said Avril D. Haines. But she added that the intelligence community assessed that China did not try to influence the 2020 presidential election. Well, thank goodness.
Of course not.
I mean, if she says it, then it must be true. I feel better now. I feel better. Except my ears clogged, I think.
Oh, you got an ear infection now, too?
I think I might have an ear infection.
Oh, those are always miserable.
Going to probably need more Sudafed. Yeah. Yeah, I bought so much Sudafed, I can make meth.
I don't think Sudafed fixes an ear infection, does it?
Well, it drains you. You know, it's supposed to drain all the fluids out.
Don't you need an antibiotic or something for that?
If it's a bacterial infection, yes. If it's a viral infection, no. Matt DeSantis, don't you know anything?
I know that every time I've ever gotten an ear infection, I've always had to take some sort of medication that's been prescribed.
I'm just so glad that China didn't try to influence the 2020 presidential election. That makes me happy. Whew, I was worried. But Avril D. Haines reassured everybody. She was the director of national intelligence. So I feel better now. Good. You know what's also going to make you feel better, too? This is from our friends at Libs of TikTok, who laments the fat phobia that's going on in this country. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. You're going to want to hear this. This is great. Plus, we have two great guests coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're loaded to bear here today. I can't even tell you. Today's show is off the charts, even though I'm sick. We got Mary Rook coming up. She wrote the new Daily Caller documentary, Demand for Hate. And we got Mark Moyer coming on. He wrote the book, Masters of Corruption, How the Federal Bureaucracy Sabotaged the Trump Presidency. We're going to talk to both of those exciting people coming up straight ahead as well. But let's take a very quick break. We'll come right back. And you got to hear this clip. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So am I included in this category because I endorse NJ Diet? And what this TikToker is lamenting here? I guess I'm part of the problem, huh?
Yeah, you might be. I'm sure she would not like you.
So it's the medical establishment. I thought it was universally understood that being obese was problematic. Wasn't that a thing at one point where everybody said that, like, don't be obese because it's really bad for you?
Well, tell that to TikTok user Belly Moss.
But it was a thing, right? They were 5 minutes ago, you were told lose weight. It's bad for your health, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, all that stuff, right?
Oh, I don't think it's a thing of the past. I think it's still
probably it definitely
true.
Is a thing of the past.
No, it's definitely true.
It's definitely still true, but it's a thing of the past.
They don't tell you that anymore, do they?
Isn't that a bad move on the doctor's part? Isn't your duty to help the patient?
No, you don't want to be fat phobic if you're a doctor.
Exactly.
You might lose a patient.
You might lose a patient if you aren't fat phobic, because they'll just keel over.
Yeah, it's better than being shamed on social media, though, as the fat phobic doctor.
I guess.
Just saying. Well, take a listen to Belly Moss. Is it he or she?
It's a woman, I think.
You think? Well, you don't know for sure, but cut 21.
So, as a fat person, I often dread medical appointments because of blatant medical fat phobia. The last OB appointment I went to, the provider blamed everything on my weight and told me that I needed to go on a medication that made me feel really terrible. This OB appointment that I just went to, I've been dreading, and the provider was amazing. She asked me what my pronouns are. She asked me about my name. She made me feel super comfortable, asked me about my trauma history so that she knew how to touch me in ways that were not harmful.
I'm shocked that woman has trauma.
She just was, like, great. And I was crying before getting my blood drawn because...
Shocking.
I just never have good experiences with medical providers. And so, I don't know, I just wanted to share.
That's good. So the doctor didn't tell you to lose weight, told you exactly what you wanted to hear, and it was a very, very positive experience.
Why even go to the doctor at that point?
Yeah, see that?
If you don't want to hear any potential bad news, just stay at home.
I'm shocked this woman cried. I'm shocked she's emotional. I'm shocked she has trauma. And I'm shocked that she was very happy the doctor went through her pronouns. Shocked by all those things. Wouldn't have seen that coming.
What, did they just ask her to not get on the scale? They didn't take a height and weight this time or something? Like,
you know, there's going to probably come a time when they get rid of scales at doctor's offices. Because all these kids at medical school now, you know, they're all learning this stuff as woke. So it's fat phobic. So to your point, Henry... They probably won't even bother with the whole BMI chart, you know? Good. Just be like, you're perfect however you are. Come on in.
Good, because I think those scales always make me a little heavier than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. They add 5 pounds. The scale adds 5 pounds.
At least.
Like television.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take it when I go to the doctor's office, I take everything out of my pockets and I take my shoes off before I get on the scale.
Oh, you got to take the shoes off.
Got to. Got to take your shoes. And, you know, and you got to take as much clothing off as you can, too. Because they don't deduct for any of that stuff. And then they lecture you. They go, your BMI's too high. It's like, well, I have my sneakers on.
I feel like you should only go to the doctor during summertime, where you can wear, like, a light T-shirt and some shorts.
Yeah, and flip-flops, and then just take it all off, and then, you know, basically stand there in a Speedo on the scale in the doctor's office, terrifying everybody.
Yeah, but you'll come out looking lighter.
Yeah, I'm like, don't you fat shame me. She fat shame. I know my BMI is high. Shut up. It's an ear infection I came in for. Not my love handles.
You got to find Belly Moss's doctor. That way you're not shamed.
I want to go to Belly Moss's doctor, and I bet you she does the appointments virtual.
Probably.
Because, you know.
Sounds like she's only giving you good news anyway, so why even bother to see you in person?
Yeah, and then we should start doing other things like, don't you heart shame me, like with my cholesterol, like, don't you cholesterol shame me, because my cholesterol's high. Stop cholesterol shaming me. Why is it, you know, we just get into other things like that too. My blood sugar's high. Stop blood sugar shaming me, doc. All right, 855-839-1210. We got a couple great guests coming up. A big 5 o'clock hour. Two amazing interviews you're going to want to hear. So don't go away, because we have the author of the new Daily Caller documentary, Demand for Hate, and the book, Masters of Corruption, How the Federal Bureaucracy Sabotaged the Trump Presidency. I'm very excited about that. But I'm very excited that my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, never shames me when it comes to my smile. He gives people great smiles. That's what he does, and he's the master of giving you a wonderful smile you're going to love. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry, the master of making you look and feel your best. And with special occasion season here, graduations, weddings, your smile is going to be in a lot of pictures. So, please, make sure you go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right across the bridge. And he's there to help you whenever you need him. Just reach out to him today at VenariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Mama Zioli first discovered him, but the entire Zioli family goes to see him. And he's a great dentist. And he has been recognized by his peers as a master of dental implants for 10 consecutive years. So what are you waiting for? You deserve a great smile. And if you live in PA, cross the bridge. You know, don't go to the closest dentist, go to the best. And avoid those chain dental offices too. With special occasion season here, it is time to get the smile you deserve, the one that's going to light up those pictures. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.